the playoffs. He went two innings, allowed no hits and no runs, four strikeouts. So he knows the ropes here at Witter Field. So the right-hander out of the University of St. Thomas, heading into his sophomore season from Mounds View, Minnesota. So coming back at Witter Field, and he was fired up in that game on July the 3rd. Knew what was at stake for Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, to come in for two innings, throw four strikeouts, not allow a hit or a run, and that's pretty impressive. So he's looking to prove himself once again. So the right-hander, there was a time this year where we were cheering for Jack Zupp. For now, well, he's wearing a blue jersey. So runners at first and second. Anthony Gallison stands at first. Chris Conniff in scoring position. He's 180 feet away from home. So Jack Zupfer, the second pitcher for the Noxbinders today, as Joseph Shivano went five innings, 100 pitches, allowed nine hits, four runs, a walk, but seven strikeouts. So, yes, allowed a lot of hits, but, I mean, throwing seven strikeouts on any day is impressive, especially in five innings of work. So Luke Hansen, who struck out swinging his first two times up, and Jack's up for the right-hander for the Noxbinders. So Gallison at first and Conniff at second. And here we go once more. Bottom of the sixth inning. The tying run at first, leading run at the plate. Kirk Schreider, field manager, at third base today. So looking in is Zupfer. He'll look over at second. And comes set. First pitch of the night as Hansen throws bunt, and the throw to second from Smith. Anderson was there to field it, but nonetheless comes in for a ball, 1-0. So trying to pick off Conniff at second. Luke Hansen, two RBIs, 1-0 count. Zupfer looks over. He'll kick and learn as Hansen shows bunt and a ball goes behind Smith, but nonetheless, it comes in four strikes. So it looks like Hansen is looking to advance the runners as he did so yesterday, where Degatti was at second. Hansen showed bunt. It was in the left infield. It was perfectly executed. So looking to play a little bit small ball in the 1-1 as Hansen shows up and it hits him in the head. And he goes down. So Hansen hit in the head, and he's down. He got hit in the right eye. And this is not a good sight to see. Trainers have run out. And, no, boy, Hansen hit in the head, and yeah, he's down. Everybody holding their breath at Witter Field. Jack Zupfer threw it in, which was a wild pitch, and oh, boy, Luke Hansen is down, and everybody right now is quiet because, my, oh, my, a great player for the Rafters, a guy who is 0 for 2 today, but, I mean, a great baseball player, a dual-sport athlete in high school, and right now he's down, and you got Brian Dyer out there, or Kirk Schreider, shaking his head and saying, hey, look, that was not okay. But, you know, this is obviously very unintentional. Zupfer didn't mean to do it. And Gallison talking with the Noxbinders players right now. A 6-4 lead, a very unintentional ball. Nonetheless, Zupfer had no intention of throwing that towards Hansen. He crowded the plate and showed bunt. Ball went way upstairs, and he just got pelted in with a ball, and I believe right towards his eye area. So, you know, this is not the sight to see, but right now Hansen has gotten up. He's a tough kid, an unbelievable athlete out of high school, 25-5 as a starting quarterback, was the male athlete of the year, was the number four shortstop in the state of Virginia, won the 2019 Virginia High School Class 4A State Championship in baseball, and then won the 2020 Class 3A State Championship in football. So a winner. And Doug Coe right now saying to Zupfer, you know, you can't do that, but again, just not intentional. He just didn't mean to do so. So Hansen has gotten up. He's not standing, he's sitting down right now, but he was laying down prior to that. You know, nonetheless, the bases will be loaded with nobody down. And the question is, can the Rafters get guys home? But the bigger question at play is Hansen okay? And it looks to be he's standing up here now, and that's great to see. Luke Hansen is okay. And, you know, so he's walking off with the trainer and Kirk Schreier. He's holding his eye. So that's great to see. Thank gosh he's okay, because he's a great player and a great kid. So Zupfer warming up right now, and looks they'll have a pinch hitter. So thank gosh Hansen's all right, because that was scary there for a moment. I think everybody here at Witherfield, including everybody in the press box, just took a gasp there, because we were all worried. So Hansen, we'll see. We'll get later updates on him, but at least he's up, and at least he's moving and walking. Now he's at the dugout right now. He's a tough kid. He's going to power through this. He's going to come back even stronger because of this. We know this kid at heart. So a pinch hitter, pinch runner in for the Rafters, as Alex Duffy, the catcher from Elon. So he's at first, Gallison at second, and at third is Conniff. So Hansen is down, and, well, the show must go on. So bases loaded, Levi Jensen is up. Runner in scoring position, two in scoring position, the tying run at second. Jack Zupfer will look to shake this one off. Rafters hoping to capitalize. The door is open here, bottom of the sixth. Zupfer will step in. He'll look and fire up above the zone for about 1-0. A 1-0 count. Can Jack Zupfer get out of the jam? Levi Jensen will see the 1-0, and it goes above the zone 2-0. So a base hit and a ground out to second for him. 2-0 count. Bases loaded, and the 2-0 out and away, 3-0. So one more ball sends a runner home. Rafters have the opportunity to get the lead back here, bottom of the six. The 3-0, and just peppers the left edge, 3-1. If you're Zupfer, Levi Jensen has really struggled out the plate this year. You have to obviously throw it across the plate, but Jensen, not a lot of big hits. And the 3-1, way outside for ball four. Getting home is Conniff, and now it's a one-run ball game. The tying run 90 feet away. So now Doug Coe calling to his mound and to his bullpen. Zupfer's day looks to be done, and I think it is. So Zupfer will go away. And a new pitcher in for the Dock Spiders. A 6-5 game now here, bottom of the six. So Zupfer, not the day he would have liked. As a new pitcher in for Fond du Lac. But runners loaded here. So pitching change in store. As Zach Silfies. So Silfies from Elizabethtown College. A senior from Palmerton, Pennsylvania. So Silfies, it's his turn to, in their regards, for the Dock Spiders, get them out of the jam. So Silfies who's had 14 games appearing with a 3-1 record. He's had 19 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 18 hits and 7 runs, but 27 strikeouts. So, trying to get them out of this spot. A run has already scored for the Raptors. It's the first time since the second inning. A 6-5 ball game here, bottom of the sixth. So, Silfies has not appeared against the Raptors yet. You take it back to Lakeshore on June the 21st, where he was at Lakeshore, went 2 innings, 5 strikeouts, only allowed 2 hits. So he's a guy that has a 3.26 ERA. So top of the order with Nolan Sailors. Kirk Schreiner talking to his base runners, saying, hey, look, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it, because, you know, Raptors right now, they're in a golden opportunity to get another runner to take the lead. There's no outs. So Nolan Sailors will be the one for the Raptors, subbed in for Ty Johnson. So 6-5 game. Silfies will look in. He's got 3 saves as well. His last save he picked up was against Rockford on July the 11th. So they're going to need him to come up big and clean up the mess that has been stowed upon Fond du Lac right now. He's wearing the eye black as well. So the right-hander on Sailors fires in. It's a curveball. Low of the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count. At first is Jensen. At second is Duffy. And at third is Gallison. And the 1-0 near the ankle outside for a ball. 2-0. So the pitching staff for the Doxbinders has gone down since Siobhan has been out. Silfies will bend low. He'll now come stand on the third base side of the rubber and fire the 2-0. And backing away is Sailors, but finds the strike zone, 2-1. 2-1 count. Silfies kicks and fires. And that's down the plate this time. So after 2 balls, he goes 2 straight strikes. And 2-2 count. Base is juiced. Already a run scores in Conniff. After Jensen walked, Sailors will look in. The 2-2 and foul tips it backside. So Sailors out of Creighton, the Omaha, Nebraska native. And yesterday in the game, he went the 0 for 4 as he grounds one right field side. He went 0 for 4 yesterday with 3 strikeouts. So had a tough day in the leadoff position. But nonetheless, this is a guy that can get hits when needed. He's got 4 RBIs. The count runs at 2 apiece. Bottom of the 6. Nobody down. Silfies looks in. He bends low. And with a wide stance, will come set. Kicks high in the 2-2. It's a curveball right down the plate for strike 3. Sailors saw it looking, and Silfies starts his day off with a strikeout. Boos around the crowd. They can't believe it. But nonetheless, somebody that can send some home. Jorge Degatti, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Leads a team in batting average. One down. He's batting a 333. And Silfies, it's a curveball once again, right down the pipe. Drops it in there. That's a low ball at 70. So they're going to need to look to him to get out of this jam. He's done well so far. But the 0-1, it's a curve again and finds the zone, 0-2. So the Elizabethtown College pitcher right now is 1 strike away from having a 2-strikeout inning. It would be quite the jam if he can get out of this one here. Bottom of the 6, he'll look in and kicks the 0-2 again. Fouled just barely off the top side of the bat. Back behind home plate. He's gone to the slider, but a lot of curveballs and a lot of slow-moving off-speed pitches 0-2. One down. Jensen at first, Duffy at second, and Gallison at third. Silfides fires the 0-2 and driven away right field side. So out of play and staying alive here. Degatti working the count. Silfides bends in low. Degatti struck out swinging his last time up. Looking to have a different story this time. Silfides will come set. He'll kick. Serve the 0-2 and a swing and a ground ball that goes past the second baseman and diving Anderson and doesn't know who to throw to. He just stops. A runner gets home in Gallison. And this game is tied at 6-6. A ground ball to Anderson. A diving play, but by that time a run already scored and the base is loaded. So an RBI once more for Degatti. The game is tied at 6-6, tying leading run at third. One down, and Brendan Bobo, who's 2-for-3. Firing into Silfides and finds the zone. It's once again a breaking ball at 70, 0-1. So Bobo 2-for-3. 0-1 count. One down, and setting in, Bobo backs away, 1-1. So two runs for the Raptors here, bottom of the six. Not done yet. Count runs at one apiece. Leading run 90 feet away, and the 1-1 skied in the air into left center. Backing it down is Gorman. He comes and makes the grab as Duffy does not decide to go home. Two down. A pop out for Bobo. So Jack Gervich. Gervich 0-for-3 with a run though, and he's also got a strikeout. Got on base first time up on a fielder's choice, so he's made contact as Silfides looks in. And that's low of the zone. On a fastball that time, I'm at 89, 1-0. So once again, it's two down now. Game is tied at 6-6. Bottom of the six, Raptors two runs, and they respond back, and a 1-0 drops it in there with a curveball. That was a slow-moving breaking ball at 69 that time. So Silfides already with one strikeout. Looking to get a two-strikeout inning. He'll kick the 1-1 and swing and a miss inside, 1-2 now. So Jack Gervich already with one strikeout. His last time up, he went down swinging. 1-2 count. You know, given the situation where the bases were loaded with nobody outs, only two runs for the Raptors. And Silfires fires the 1-2 and just dug away out of play on the right field side. So Gervich DHing back in the lineup today. 0-for-3, but now has a chance to record his 26th RBI. Can he do so? Silfides digs in low on the third base side of the rubber. Kicks, fires the 1-2, and a swing and a miss up top. Silfides gets him down. A two-strikeout inning for him. And this game is tied at 6 apiece. The Raptors get two runs as we head to the top of the 7th on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table. Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning. This game is tied at six apiece. And, well, if you're Douglas Coe and Joe Morris down there, and given the situation, the bases were loaded for the Raptors. There was nobody down. They scored two runs, but you got the three outs. So you look at that. The Raptors had a golden opportunity to take the lead in this game. But now, if you're Fond du Lac, you got a tie ball game, and you're going in the top of the seventh. If you're the Raptors, you look to continue to build on that as Johnny Ancerovitz back on the mound once more. 15 pitches for him. He's at an inning of work and a strikeout. So, I mean, you know, if you're the Raptors, you just have to be good on the defensive side of the ball. But offensively, you had the opportunity. I think that was, even though they got two runs, I think that was more of a wasted opportunity right there. Even though the game is tying as Ancerovitz fires in and up above the zone, 1-0. He'll fire in on Teddy Dieters. So Dieters, who walked, popped out to first, and also got a base hit. So he's 1-for-2. And Ancerovitz looks in on the first base side of the rubber. He'll kick high in the 1-0. Swing and a miss up top, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Teddy Dieters got a base hit last time up. As a swing and a ball lifted in the air to right field. Slicing, diving. Bobo, does he make the grab? And he does. What a play from Brendan Bobo. What about that? Extending his arm, extending his body. Going fully horizontal to make that catch. What a play. Those are the type of efforts that you can do to win a ball game. And Brendan Bobo not only showing what he can do on the offensive side, but defensively as well. So that looked like, if that bounced over his glove, surely a double for Dieters. So Paul Smith, who's 0-for-2, sees the first pitch up and above the zone on a ball at 90. So 1-0 count here, two away, top of the seventh. 6-6 game. Raptors about hit the Knox Spiders 9-6. But Ancerovitz will look in the second offering, and a ball lifted away, popped outside. So it goes into the dugout of Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 count. So Ancerovitz, the third Raptor in the bullpen. Fries 181 pitches. Hawkeyes went an inning with 28 pitches. And the 1-1 raked down the plate for a strike. 1-2. So 1-2 is the count with one down. Ancerovitz will look in once more. Looking for his second strikeout. Can he do so? The 1-2 and a swing and a miss up top for strike three. Smith goes down. That's the second strikeout for Ancerovitz. And now one away here, top of the seventh. So Jake Serain, who flew out to center, flew out to right, and got on base on a fielder's choice. So Serain out of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. Two down. Ancerovitz has been dealing in so far. First offering and a miss outside, 0-1. That time got him on a fastball at 89. 0-1 count, so the Raptors building here on the defensive side. So Brendan Bobo setting the tone. 0-1 count. Two down. And the 0-1, a curveball. Peppers the zone, 0-2. Comes on the right corner. So Serain Down 0-2. Ancerovic looks in once more. He'll step, kick, and the 0-2 up and above the zone, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes, and two down. Rafters have out-hit the Knoxbinders 9-5 as they got two runs bottom of the sixth to tie this game at six apiece. One ball, two strikes. Setting and serving as a swing and a ball lifted in the air into right center field. It is lifted high, but Sailors is out to make the catch for the third out. So great play from the Rafters outfielders. A strikeout from Ancerovic. We head to the bottom of the seventh. 6-6 is a score. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-6 is your score as the sky is fully pitch black. The lights have fully turned on. As Silfies will serve in, it's a curveball this time up above the zone. But getting him out of that jam was big for him. You take it to the bottom of the sixth. The bases were loaded with nobody out. And two runs scored for the Rafters. And Silfies dots it in for a strike, 1-1. So Zach Silfies, two strikeouts, he's allowed a hit. So the 1-1, he really likes to go the off-speed pitches and a swing and a miss inside. This time on Broussard, 1-2. So Broussard, Conniff, and Gallison are all due up. 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Through the first of the order, they each had an RBI. As the 1-2 to fastball outside. 2-2. Can't find the zone at 90. So Zach Silfies. Up to 29 strikeouts from Palmerton, Pennsylvania. He'll look, and the 2-2, it's a curveball that goes up above the left corner, 3-2. So the count runs full. Raptors have a chance to put the leading run on base. Bottom of the seventh, the 3-2. Swing and a miss this time. Silfies catches him reaching. And feeling himself here on after his third strikeout. So Chris Conniff, who's 2-for-3. He had a one-run RBI single, struck out swinging, and also got a base hit. So Conniff, a already great response from yesterday on the offensive side of things. Committed two errors in the field, and Silfies throws in and driven off right field side out of play. No one won, but... yeah, he committed two errors in the top of the sixth, and very unlike him, but those two errors allowed for two runs for Fond du Lac. This has been a back-and-forth game. It was an early lead for the Knox Bunners. Top of the first, Raptors responded with three of their own. And then they got up to 4-1 as the 0-1 just outside of the zone, 1-1. But it was a 4-1 lead for the Raptors. Knox Bunners come storming back, 5 unanswered. They make it 6-4. But then Wisconsin Rapids gets two of their own to tie this game at 6. Still finds the 1-1 and drops it in low on a curveball, 1-2. 1-2 count with one down. Each team with 6 hits. Silfine shakes it off and now likes the pitch. He bends in low at the knees. Got a wide stance on the third base side of the rubber. He'll kick the fourth offering up and above the zone. A 2-2. That was a fastball at 90. So Silfine has not appeared against the Raptors this season. He's already having a good showing. Can Conniff get a base hit? He'll see the 2-2 as a fly ball out of left field side out of play. So Chris Conniff, the second baseman, has a chance. He's already up to 19 RBIs, including one today. The count runs at 2 apiece. Silfies looks in. A 2-2 and a swing and a line drive into right field as Conniff turns first and having trouble dealing with it was Heinzen. As he throws to second, Chris Conniff a double and puts himself in scoring position. Just when you needed the Wagner College infielder the most, the returning Rafter steps up big. A line drive in a right field goes above the head of Dieters. So right now, Anthony Gallison, he'll step in. 1-2. Having trouble handling that ball was Heinzen out in the right field. So right now, Silfine is already with 3 strikeouts. He'll have to set in once more. Was ahead in that count against Conniff. But looks over at second. The first offering, it's a curveball this time that finds the right side of the zone. 0-1. Slow moving at 70. Silfine goes to his curveballs a lot to get ahead in the count and then tries to finish him off with fastballs. 1 down. 0-1 count. Silfine looks at second. He'll set the 0-1 and a miss outside this time. Gallison has trouble dealing with the curveball. And once again, a slow-moving ball at 70. Grazes the right zone. So Zach Silfies, Benzine Low, Anthony Gallison, who's 1-2 with a run. The 0-2 and just hit on the right side of the bat. So staying alive is Gallison, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleer. Out of Colts Neck, New Jersey, previously attended Elon, where he graduated back in 2021 with an economics degree. So a guy that broke his leg back earlier this year was out for a lot of the Coastal Carolina season. As he'll see the 0-2 and fouls his right side, drives it out. So credit Gallison working this count. Silfine is up to 36 pitches. At second is Conniff. He puts himself in scoring position. The leading run 180 feet away. As the 0-2 and a swing and a line drive into right field. Hooking on the right field line. Conniff a sharply turn around third. He'll take home Gallison at second. And just like that, he is fired up. And the Raptors have the lead back. 7-6 is your score. Anthony Gallison. A big hit. How about it? Slices a ball in the right field. It stays fair and comes up big. Absolutely fired up. His second RBI of the day, and it's an RBI double this time. Seven to six is the score. Silfies was doing well, was ahead in that count, 0-2, but Gallison read it right. And the Colts Neck, New Jersey native, gives the lead back for the Raptors. So up 7-6 now. And Silfies will have to look in once more. Alex Duffy seeing his first appearance today. Seven RBIs and eight hits. He's batting at 211. So the catcher from Elon. So Fies fires in. It's a fastball this time. Goes in. Popped away 0-1. So Rafters have gotten the lead back 7-6 here, bottom of the seventh. One down. Callison at second. Conniff gets home for the second time today. And the 0-1. And Duffy rips it right side and near the bullpen of the Knoxbinders. They're having to duck away for that ball. But 0-2 now. A liner in the right field for Anthony Callison. Steps up big. Two RBIs today for him. So 0-2 count. Duffy pinch hitting for Hanson. And rightfully so. One down. The 0-2, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air, carrying into right field. Hines in, watches it hit the wall. Callison speeding home from third and turns around, heading for home as the throw is not in time. Duffy will get an RBI double. Anthony Callison, a big run. The Rafters in front now, 8-6. They add their lead. And Alex Duffy has really started to swing the bat a lot better lately and comes up big. Eight to six, Rafters, two runs here in the bottom of the seventh, 8-6. So Levi Jensen here, bottom of the order, still fires in outside. Four ball, 1-0. But Alex Duffy just comes up big. And when they needed him the most, out of Bernardsville, New Jersey. So the two New Jersey guys, the two New Jersey natives. Still fires. It's a curveball this time and paints the zone 0-1. So Levi Jensen, 1-for-2 with a run and an RBI. 1-1 is the count. And Silfai serves just above the strike zone, 2-1. Two balls a strike with one down. Alex Duffy, what a response for the Rafters. Continuing what's been a hot day for the bats. Silfai drops in a strike, 2-2. 13 hits in total. Bottom of the seventh, two away. Two, one count, one down. Silfies will look over at second. He'll gather himself with the wide stance, fires a fastball out and away, 3-1. So three balls to strike with one down. Zach Silfies has already had three strikeouts, but he's given up four hits and two runs. The Rafters' bats have been rolling. The 3-1 swing and a miss for Jensen. And the count runs full now. So he goes down. Well, it looks like actually it was 3-2 count. And it had 3-1, but it shows it was 3-2. So Jensen, my apologies, goes down. He strikes out swinging. Two down. And now Nolan Saylor's here, top of the order. Struck out swinging his first time up. 8-6 for the Rafters. Another two-run inning for them. And a swing and a high ball lifted in the air to left field. Peterson comes out and makes the grab. But an 8-6 lead for the Rafters. Two runs here, bottom of the seventh. We head to the top of the eighth. Rafters in front will step away on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. As well, the Rafters back in front, 8-6. It's been a back and forth game for both sides. Rafters were down 1-0. They take a 4-1 lead. Doc Spiders come storming back with five runs of their own. They make it 6-4, and the Rafters then throw four unanswered. Now they lead 8-6. As a new pitcher in store, Sidney Ferry out of Wisconsin Stevens Point from Paw Paw, Michigan. He's had 12 games appeared in with a 1-0 record, a save in 13 and a third innings of work. He's allowed 13 hits and four runs, seven strikeouts as well. As a guy that appeared against the Doc Spiders back on June the 3rd. That's the last time he appeared against them with an inning pitched, two strikeouts and allowed a hit. So Jacob Anderson has been successful at the plate today. He's 2-for-3 with a home run. So Ferry we're on the mound. So Anderson, Heinzen, and Peterson, 7, 6, 7, and 8 in the order. As setting and firing is Ferry, and paints the strike zone 0-1. What a back-and-forth game this has been. 18 combined hits, 14 combined runs. These teams have definitely showed out on this Friday night in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 popped away. Right field side, 0-2. So Jacob Anderson, the Michigan State Spartan, who's reached base every time he's been at bat today. Can Ferry strike him out? As that's tapped away on the right side of the bat. Staying alive is Anderson. So no balls, two strikes. Ferry from nearby Wisconsin Stevens Point. A 2.70 ERA as the 0-2 to check swing, and the first base umpire said he did not go Caleb Cador. So it was a two strike count. Now it's 1-2. Ferry, the right hander, we'll look in on Anderson, fire, and popped away right side. So 1-2 once again, top of the eighth inning. Rafters have an opportunity to take a win back as they're 6-5 here in the second half. 1-2 and throw outside. 4-2. So two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 count. Ferry looks in, and a bouncer pulled away left field side. Two-two is the count. Ferry looks in on Anderson. He'll fire the and swing and a miss outside for strike three. Ferry fired up about that one. Anderson goes down for the first time today. And Jared Heinzen, he'll step in his last time at bat. A three-run shot to left field. So Heinzen acquires his second home run of the season right here in Wisconsin Rapids. But Ferry will look in and a swing and a miss down low, 0-1. So one down. One out. Ferry, set the fire, and a swing and a bouncer that goes over the head of Ferry, charging Conniff, barehands it, throws it to first. Does he get it? Goes behind Duffy, who's playing first right now. So a little bit of change for the Raptors on as far as the infield side. You have the catcher, Alex Duffy, playing first, had trouble catching that ball. And so now a run is at first. Conniff did well to charge that ball, but could not complete the throw to Duffy. One down, tying run at the plate with Jack Peterson. So the Round Rock, Texas native, who's walked twice and flown out to center. Ferry digs in, throws for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. One down. And the 1-0 grazes the left part of the strike zone. 1-1. So it's a fastball that time, once again, in 89. A 1-1 count. Setting in is Ferry. He'll kick, turn, and a swing and a miss. Once more, 1-2. So Peterson misses that time. He's down in the count. He's the tying run here, top of the eighth. It's been a long game. Remind you, a 30-minute rain delay that hit top of the third. As Ferry looks over, checks off at first. One down, 1-2 count. And again, once more. Sidney Ferry out of Pompah, Michigan, has come back for the second half. He, in between the first and second half, a couple of those games, he was out. Just took some time away to bring himself and regather himself. Returning home to Michigan for a bit. So 2-2 count here with one down. Ferry will look in once more. He'll set and fire and a miss this time. An off-speed pitch gets Peterson swinging. That was a curve at 76. And now two down. So Sidney Ferry up to two strikeouts right now. And Seth Sweetchick, the DH in the nine-hole batter, who struck out twice and flew out to left. So it looks like, well, actually, possibly, it's going to be a pinch hitter. So not Sweetchick. It originally was. It's going to be Baron Zamora out of University of Washington and had a day yesterday where he had an RBI. So Zamora yesterday went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. So the La Mesa, California native, the Washington Husky, they're going to need his services this time. And he misses outside. That one won. So Ferry already with two strikeouts. He's had a two strikeout inning, looking to strike out the side, and throws a ball, a 1-1. So 1-1 count here with two down. Standing at first is Heinzen. The tying run was Zamora. Inside and comes in for a strike. It's a fastball once more, shoving the zone at 88. Sidney Ferry looks in and comes set. He'll kick high, the 1-2, and just upstairs, 2-2. Ferry with a two strikeout inning. Looking to strike out this side. Here, top of the eighth. Deuces run across the board, and the 2-2 up above the zone once more. Ferry really shoving the zone with fastballs, but he can't find it that time. The count runs full. Here, two down. Six hits and six runs for Fond du Lac. As the payoff, right down the plate for strike three. Zamora can't believe it. He strikes out looking, and a three strikeout inning for Sidney Ferry. Bottom of the eighth we go. Raptors in front, 8-6. We'll step aside on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and the left-hander Jack Niedringhaus, the Xavier product, a rising sophomore from St. Louis, will step on the mound for the Knoxbinders. He's had 10 games appeared in with a 1-1 record. He's at 16 and a two-thirds inning pitched. He's allowed 9 hits, 4 runs, but has acquired 9 strikeouts, so a 1.62 ERA in the left-hander. He appeared against the Rafters back on June the 22nd, where he went an inning and allowed a hit, and then once again on July the 3rd, where he went 2 innings, a hit, a run, and threw three walks. So Niedringhaus will step on the mound, and the fourth Doc Spider in the bullpen today. So bottom of the eighth, Raptors in front 8-6, Jorge Degatti, who's had a monster day, 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a run, as he flies this out right side. So 0-1 count. Rafters have really responded. They were down 6-4 as a fastball in from Niedringhaus. Degatti has to jump over it almost. And a 1-1 count. So Degatti, the right-hander on the left-hander, Niedringhaus. So another Xavier Musketeer as he steps off, and looks like he hurt his ankle there for a sec as he just lost his footing, ran off the mound. Looks to be okay, but a 1-1 count. Niedringhaus fires, and Degatti slices a ball into right field, carrying but drops into the glove of Heinzen for one down. So Degatti, good contact, but wasn't able to find any green grass on that one. So Brendan Bobo, who's walked twice and popped out to short twice, 2-for-4. So he's had a good day himself. Both hits he's got were singles. And a ground one, ground ball up the middle. Niedringhaus fires, and a swing and a miss that time. 0-1. So I'll be looking over at the bullpen for the Rafters right now. Can't really see who that is. It looks like, based on throwing, it possibly could be Blake Barker. But once again, we'll have to get more clarification as this goes on. But a 2-run lead for the Rafters. One down for the Knoxbinders here. Bottom eight, the 0-1 from Niedringhaus, and outside of the zone, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with one down. Niedringhaus will set. fires the 1-1, and it bounces low of the glove of Smith, and it rolls into the backstop for the second ball, 2-1. So Niedringhaus, a guy that has come in these situations, one of the best pitchers for the Noxbiters in their bullpen. He'll see the 2-1, and outside of the zone, 3-1. So after Bobo goes down in the count, he sees three straight balls that go below the zone, outside of the strike zone. 3-1 is the count. One down, Niedringhaus sets, winds, and fires as Bobo swings and hits a ground ball over to Gorman, the shortstop, and throws it on to first for an easy second out. So Gorman does his job, and Bobo grounds out. Not many ground outs today. As two down, Jack Gervich, 0 for 4 with a run, with two strikeouts. So Gervich, the DH. Niedringhaus will look in. He'll set, he'll fire. It's a curveball, and peppers the zone, 0-1. Two down, can the Rafters continue their success on the offensive side? They've had 13 hits in total. And the check swing, third base umpire Brandon Smith. The ball 1-1. So Jack Gervich up to 25 RBIs on the season. The San Diego designated hitter will see the count at 1 apiece. And a breaking ball that paints the zone, 1-2. And time at 77. So Niedringhaus looking to get his first strikeout as Gervich fouls this off his left ankle, hobbling out of the batter's box. 1-2 is the count with two down. Jack Gervich, a Northwoods League All-Star in his first season for the Rafters. His first at-bat back in early June, he hit a two-run shot. And the 1-2 Niedringhaus fires outside, and it comes in for a ball, 2-2. So as soon as he was bought in to the Rafters, he has just been one of their best hitters. Niedringhaus, the fifth offering, and outside, but a dropped ball for Smith. So the count runs at full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. A full count with two down. Looking in and firing is Niedringhaus up above the head of Gurevich. He'll take first, and he's walked. So Jack Gurevich walked once more. So Garrett Broussard, who was the first baseman but shifted on to shortstop, he's 1 for 4 with a run and also an RBI as well. Two down. Niedringhaus looks, kicks, fires, and ball goes in low. It's a fastball that time at 87. Gurevich at first. Garrett Broussard, 1 for 4, has crossed home plate and has also driven in a run. And Niedringhaus, the 1-0. And inside the strike zone, 1-1. Right down the pipe. So 1-1 count. Gurevich at first. The lefty on righty. And inside bounces low. Smith stands up quickly, but Gurevich gets back to the bag. So two balls a strike with two down. Rafters have out-hit the Noxbiters 13-6. They are down 6-4, four runs to lift them into the lead. Niedringhaus fires a 2-1, popped away, right field side, out of play. So deuces run across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two down. One away here, bottom eight. Niedringhaus looks over at first. He'll come set, step high in the 2-2, and a swing and a miss inside for strike three. Broussard goes down. We head to the top of the ninth. Do the Raptors have three more outs in them to close off this game and split the series? Find out next on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop.